Network. I'm Janie Gould with another edition of Flora Days. Around Thanksgiving every year, a local dairy used to gear up to produce that creamy and caloric holiday concoction known as eggnog. It was a big seller at Tripson's Dairy in Vero Beach, and Mark Tripson always loved making eggnog.
Eggnog's fun, you know. It's not dietetic at all. We made it in about 300-gallon batches. So you'd use, of course, 150 pounds of sugar.
Literally that much?
Yes. And then 15 gallons of a mix. We bought a mix with all the nutmeg and everything in it. And then either 50 or 60 gallons of heavy cream. And then added milk to it and mixed it all up and pasteurized it and homogenized it. It's basically a ice cream mix. I drink it now. I go to the store because they have it in pints. About Thanksgiving on, they start having it. It's fun to make, and when you start doing that, that makes you think you're in the Christmas spirit.
That was what did it for you, right, Mark?
Yeah, a lot of people like to add whiskey to it, and I say it ruined good whiskey.
You drank your eggnog straight?
Straight eggnog, straight whiskey, not mixed together, but a lot of people mix them.
Why was eggnog so popular during the holidays? Do you have any idea?
I think it must be one of the things we brought with us from Germany.
Did you make it at other times of the year?
No, just from Thanksgiving to the 2nd of January, you couldn't give a bottle away. So I tried to make it work out where it sold during that time.
Did people place orders for eggnog, or did you sell it in stores?
Well, the home delivery, yeah, people would say they needed so many quarts, you're having a party or something. So, yeah, they did place their orders. And the chain stores, put it in, you had a space, you could put it in. Just go replenish it every day or every other day.
Because it did not have a long shelf life.
10 days. That was our code on it, if I remember right, somewhere around there. We didn't have the ultra pasteurization they have now where you get 30 and 40 day. But 10 days is a long time.
When you got geared up for the holiday season at Tripson Dairy, how did you have to change your production schedule to make enough eggnog to satisfy the local customers?
I had a little inventory we kept from the year before. We'd probably make about 6-8 batches. Just depending on the sales, you know, sometimes tourist season starts earlier than others. People have more parties. Everybody at Christmas has a party with eggnog, or did a long time ago. You had to make it ahead of chocolate milk. Tried to rotate, not have to make chocolate the day we made eggnog. If you did, then you had to clean everything up and start over again, which you could, but it just takes time. But it was fun making it. The nutmeg smells so good.
I can smell it now as you talk, practically.
It's got a definite aroma. Eggnog, nutmeg, and cinnamon. My mother used to make it, and then she'd put Ready Whip or whipped cream on top of it, too. So that would even made it more non-dietetic.
Has the eggnog tradition carried over into your family? Do your children and their spouses and friends drink it?
I don't think so. I brought some home the other day, tried to give it to my daughter. She said, ooh, that's terrible. That may be like grapefruit and just die out because the next generation doesn't want to drink it.
That's too bad, but taste change, I guess.
Everybody's diet conscious, you know, and you can't make a low-fat, no-sugar eggnog. It just wouldn't be right. It'd be un-American.
I was going to ask if you ever tried, even, to make a low-fat alternative.
No. Somebody told me that we should cut back on the heavy cream because people would buy more because it wasn't so filling, but it'd take away the taste, so we just stuck with our 50, 60 gallons of heavy cream per batch. Made it very thick.
Sounds good just hearing you talk about it, Mark. Tripson's Dairy closed about 30 years ago. Mark Tripson and his family still live nearby in a house that his grandfather, Waldo Sexton, built early in the last century. For 88.9 FM, I'm Janie Gould.